The Champlain-Hudson Power Express project is a 333-mile-long, 1,000-megawatt transmission cable that will run under Lake Champlain and the Hudson River. In areas along its route where it cannot be submerged, it will be buried. The New York Citizens Advisory Committee of the Lake Champlain Basin Program asked the company for an update on the project. The $2.2 billion privately funded electric line has received all of its New York permits and is now awaiting federal approvals, according to transmission developer senior public affairs consultant Rick Chase.
We expect that the Army Corps of Engineers will notice that our application is complete in the very near future. There is a possibility that could be delayed because of the government shutdown. There is a second federal permit that we're working on. Because it is an international project per se, we do need a presidential permit from the Department of Energy. And we are hopeful that we will get both permits in the first quarter of next year.
Questions over the technology used in the project were a major focus of the meeting. Some officials asked whether plans that prevent communities along the route from tapping into the power source would change. Executive Vice President William Helmer said that's unlikely.
We're more than happy to look at that and consider that, but it has to be economically feasible. Because this is a merchant plant, it has to stand on its own 2 feet. And based on the studies that have been done, it doesn't appear to be economically feasible at this time. So for now, it is an extension cord, if you will, into New York City.
Lake Champlain Basin Program Director Bill Howland says he was most intrigued to hear how the cable was being routed to avoid sensitive environmental areas and the company's invasive prevention measures.
We have to get past coal-fired electricity. I'd rather see no development in the lake, but given the need for power and the need for us to get off of the oil and coal habits that we have, this is a good step.
Lake Champlain Committee staff scientist Mike Winslow has been following the project closely.
If we're going to be transmitting energy from Hydro-Quebec to New York City, then running a power line at the bottom of Lake Champlain is a better option than running it through the Adirondacks over land. So we want to minimize the impacts. So we've asked continually about avoiding wetlands in the South Lake, and as a result of that, they're coming out of the lake earlier than they had originally planned. We continue to raise issues about the sludge bed at the mouth of the Lachute River, and they're in conversations with International Paper to ensure that they avoid that. We've asked that there's some local compensation for the use of Lake Champlain as a resource, so they developed the Environmental Trust Fund, so they have been responsive to our concerns.
The company plans to pay taxes to host communities that the transmission corridor traverses. Transmission Developers is currently targeting putting the line in service in 2018. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.